This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The big new Brzezinski's world-dominating elitist management of Eurasia is completing its final maneuvers on the grand chessboard as the United States, a hijacked world superpower government, veers down the path to an engineered final endgame towards completion of a corporocratic new world order. The primacy of the last remaining superpower, i.e. the United States, and the importance of destabilization in the Middle East and the acquisition of the wealth of Eurasia has reached its summit. Now the next phase is being unleashed on an unsuspecting populace. In the words of Albert Pike, Satanist, Ku Klux Klan founder, and revered prophet of the New World Order, in the Third World War, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Upon those ashes, the New World Order of Albert Pike, David Rockefeller, George Soros, the Bilderberg Group, the royalty of Europe, the great work of the higher Masonic orders.
They really are issues of the construction of a new world order.
Will finally be established. But there is always hope. Perhaps the mechanization of order out of chaos is beginning to cave in upon itself.
I think you're seeing in Europe the beginning of the end of the political correctness, at least a correction in it. I mean, in Europe, as I say, this one attack has done more to bring the EU to an end than I thought possible. I think the EU is seeing a swing of the pendulum over to more conservative parties that want security, that want to eliminate this multicultural nonsense, this multicultural nightmare that Europe has become, the loss of identity. I mean, you know, Europe is becoming a Muslim nation. And what they don't understand is that, you know, Islam reaches a critical percentage.
8%.
Like they're in Sharia law.
And it's about to get even more radical.
Yeah, it's going to get more radical. And they're going to try to align with the forces in the universities to do an Ayers-style revolution, which will mean opening the borders, rushing to the end of a new world order, climate change, all the things that Obama has predicted will want to do, he's going to rush to do, is going to fail. I think there will be more terrorist attacks in Europe. I think there's going to be terrorist attacks in the United States. You're going to see more and more terrorists stopped at the border. You're going to see more and more criminal activity. The country is going to close the border, and the country may start throwing out Muslims in Europe and the United States if Obama continues to press this agenda. The Clinton Foundation is in its last days. It will be put under receivership by one or more of the states. Clintons will lose control of the foundation, and the Democratic Party will move far to the left.
For those of you out there still with doubt, just know this. Everything is going according to plan. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the 23rd day of November, 2015. Incredibly important transmission straight ahead. The treason by the globalist operatives in our government has never been clearer. And I will break it all down from every conceivable angle straight ahead, because information is power.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert Cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, Covert Cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And what is a patriot? It's a man that stands up for his family, stands up for his country, stands up for due process, the rule of law, private property, and family values. And it really hit me this weekend that everything comes down to the loss of chivalry, the loss of honor. There's a paradox growing up in Texas, hearing how great Texas is and how Texas is the best and the cult of Texas. You kind of rebel against that when you're 13, 14, 15 years old and get sick of it. Until I traveled around other parts of the country and the world, and then I realized that some of the traits of Texas, though overwritten to a great extent, were the end of chivalry. And that's why from Japan to England to Russia, many historians wrote about the noble activities that took place in Texas and also some of the barbarous, freebooting, piratical activities as well. Let's just say it resembled Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian for real, not in fantasy land, in the Hyberian Age. That said, the same thing with the military. Oh, the military is the best. Oh, the veterans are the best. Oh, the troops are the best. Oh, I recognized early on it was propaganda. I recognized early on it was to get people to join the military to be abused and used. I was told that by people that were in the military. But then as I got older and more sophisticated, I realized it's the stolen glory of the tyrants who use the military for the wrong reasons and who then abuse the military afterwards because these dishonorable cowards fear the men and the women who are willing to go in harm's way. And even if they joined as poor nobodies, they in many cases become somebody because, as Victor Hugo famously said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And so many things in this world are a paradox in that the military is our doom, the military is our savior. The police are our doom, they're our savior. State governments and the federal government are our doom, it's also our savior. Because they're just institutions that we must take control of through the system. And we must do it through ideas, because our ideas are so much stronger, so much more real, so much more beautiful, so much more empowering, so much sexier, fiery, lightning bolts, explosions, creativity, compared to what the New World Order is serving up, that if we just take the field in the animating contest of liberty, we will win. In our early defeats, we will grow stronger and we'll have martyrs and heroes. Not physical martyrs of death in some cases, but martyrs in the info war. Individuals destroyed, annihilated, torn apart, discredited by the enemy. But only to be resurrected like the phoenix as the system is discredited. We live in magical, epic, legendary, over-the-top, exciting, fantastical, wondrous times. The great contest for the future destiny of humanity is before us. And it's up to all of us, of every race, color, and creed, from every region, to really ask, are we patriots for humanity? Are we fans of humanity? Are we fans of the human collective experience we've shared together? Individual collectivism. A term I coined many years ago, where we are individualist and believe in the individual and the rugged individual, but then collectively through shared culture and ideas create a collective masterpiece of true, vibrant, explosive, beautiful diversity. Then I look at what the so-called keepers of the flame of diversity and renaissance and ideas, who they are, they're the people that want to ban mother and father, he and she. They're the ones that want to spew racial division all day long. They're the ones that want to teach our children how to infight and be stupid and sabotage humans for life so they never develop and go through rites of passage. I look at full-grown men who've never been through any real rites of passage. And I see the arrested development, and I see them manipulated into false paradigms of kinship. And it's very, very sad to see them stunted. You see, the New World Order can't succeed if there are men. It can't succeed if there are real women. It can't succeed unless you are frozen at a junior high level of about 12 years old. And that is the greatest crime of our enemies, because they consciously know what they're doing. They have the knowledge of good and evil, and they choose to use the psychosis of evil, of twisted thinking, of diseased algorithms, to create sick cultures that they can govern. Because noble, honorable, upright, visionary systems are free. And the fire, the blood that courses through its arteries, that pulses through its heart, is free will, is creativity and the spark of the mind of God given to us, made in the image of the Creator of the universe. That's why humans are targeted by the technocrats who see themselves as a breakaway species. You know I was the first in the last 20 years to tell you that was their plan. Now you see it in Wired Magazine, you see it in the London Guardian, you see it everywhere. This is their great delusion. They believe they're going to become the Ubermenschen. They're going to become the Godmen, the Herculeans, the return of the Herculeans. When no true Herculean would try to suppress their fellow man and dumb them down. Because a true Herculean builds other people up. The globalists claim they're going to give us the fields of Elysium, when that is the vision of the ancients, only now beginning to become realizable. And I tell you, you will not find the promised land, New World Order. You are only here to test those of us that are chosen, who will go to the promised land of advanced technology, life extension, space colonies, and the next level. And your infiltration of the controlled churches to have people thinking it's the end of the world every 5 minutes so they stand out and don't take action is your greatest work. And more I think upon that fact. To create the films, to write the books, to put out the material, to expose the great fraud of that. Because even if you believe the tribulation is 6 months away or 1,000 years away, or 1,000 worlds away, you will not be accepted into the kingdom of heaven that you're in. You're in space, my friends. You're on an incredible planet. You're here. You will not be accepted into the kingdom of heaven if you don't have the spirit to want to warn people and expose evil. If you don't have that burning in your heart, the desire to free your fellow humans and free yourself, and to pull down and tear down the enemy, and to stomp them underfoot, then you're already dead. You've already succumbed to the enemy. Because all these articles, all these pieces of fact, all these pieces of information, all these twisted pieces of rose-colored darklies, in the sum quantity, are only a reflection of what this system has built on the bones of human creativity. And it's nothing but a stinking fraud. When you look into the New World Order, you see that everything it does is nothing but a vandalistic, murderous hatred of life and of free will and of the creative spark that from birth beats in all of our hearts and minds and spirits. And the enemy comes to steal that light in the dark of the night, so that the false light of the enemy can be held up to the throngs, and so they will bow to that false god and have their free will destroyed and be turned into basically walking dead. That's the archetype of the zombie that's been made so popular and thrown in our face as the military trains to wipe out zombie wave attacks at military bases. They have people dress up in human wave attacks, mainly like farmers, and then they rush the Marines, they rush the Army. It's on the news. They mow everyone down, and no one asks. We were just trained to mow down fellow Americans en masse. I know that's an elementary statement of their propaganda, but man, that's just one little point of it. And I look at their propaganda. I see it all. I see the formulaics, the stamps, the standards, the logos, the programming, the subliminals, all of it. And when you stare into it, you see the mind behind it, and it's not of this world. Oh, it's the God of this world. but it fell to this world. Now, when you realize you're up against an enemy, you realize the only answer is to tie in to the creator of that enemy. And then there's no contest. The news is straight ahead.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Beautiful the human voice is, like an angel. The globalists tell us we're ugly, we're failures. The end of man is here. We're going to merge with silicon. It's going to be so wonderful.
I know you must follow the sun wherever it leads. But remember, if you should fall short of your design, remember life holds for you.
I think about my kids when I hear this song. What I do to help my children.
And if you should miss my love.
Whenever you have fear in the world, whenever you don't feel confident or strong, think about taking care of your parents or your children or your family. Think about defending them and then feel all that strength. And don't ever forget, your ancestors are there as well. They did so much to bring us here. They went through so much. Imagine if they could see what we have become today, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Think about that. I have a stack of news here, just one of, only got about 8 stacks today. I have a stack just on ISIS and warfare and terrorism from mainstream, alternative government announcements, raw videos, you name it. I mean, I could literally talk for the entire hour on one of these stories. In fact, one of these stories is at drudgereport.com right now. It's a Infowars.com article, and it's from DefenseLink, DOD News. I saw some comments saying, I don't believe this, you know, on another site that reposted an article this morning. I actually saw it, not from our site, but somebody else's for some reason, in my email. I was like, oh, that's Infowars. And people are commenting going, what's the proof of this? There's like this default when something's outrageous that people then say it must not be true. It's DOD News. You might have heard of that. That's the Department of Defense News. Very, very frustrating. But that's a story within the story. White House gave ISIS 45-minute warning before bombing oil tankers. That's like Defense News now admits our government helps grow the opium in Afghanistan. Because the answer is don't let investigative reporters show it, then it's a big story. Just admit it on CNBC, NBC, CNN, and Fox all the same week, right after they killed Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was writing home about the drug dealing, and he wasn't going to be part of it, and so they killed him. They murdered him. That came out. To the Army colonel's credit, he said that, you know, in the autopsy, he was murdered. And so a couple weeks after that happened, they just went on the news and said, we grow the opium. Because they knew the troops were riding home. It was a big scandal because they were denying it. See, now you just go, yeah, we're going to teach your 5-year-olds how to masturbate in public school. We're just going to do it. We're going to forcibly inoculate them, too, because your kids don't belong to you. And 2 + 2, by the way, does equal 5, or you're a racist. And we're going to bound brown paper bags. White House gave ISIS 45-minute warning before bombing oil tankers. Why did it take 15 months for the U.S. to target the Islamic State's oil infrastructure? And, of course, it was funny to make fun of us and make fun of Donald Trump when we said this was the thing to do day one. I mean, it's a no-brainer if somebody's selling oil and making billions of dollars off of it. 800-plus million they've sold just to Turkey. Oh, our gallant ally, Turkey, I forgot. And so only after the Russians blew most of it up would they then start claiming they're bombing some of the trucks, but then they warned them to get out of the trucks first. And the argument is, well, these are civilians. No, they're not. They're in a war zone driving stolen oil to the Turkish border. Did our truckers in Iraq getting bombed by Al-Qaeda, which is ISIS today, did our civilian truckers get warnings when they were getting blown up on those roads? Did our military even try to claim that was a war crime targeting civilians? No, they didn't, because they're delivering munitions and fuel. They're in the war effort. They're a target under international law. Obama is violating the rules of war because he doesn't really want to target them, and that's what we've done the whole time. So there it is, and that's from the Department of Defense News, because, again, they just put it in your face. That's a tactic they engage in. Okay, that's one article out of probably 40. And we're going to cover these when we come back. But a pro-refugee leftist rally in Paris attacked the police. And it's French just walking up and punching police in the face and throwing things at them. This is mainly a European-French audience, a European-French group of self-loving, suicidal moron fruitcakes, in my view. And by the way, The rest of the story when we come back. Demonstrations are banned in France, but they let the leftists do it. But if you're a conservative group, they arrest you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Who's cooler, Jeff Bridges or George Strait?
Amarillo's on my mind.
I bet. Nobody's ever made that comparison or asked that question. Or the other question, who's a bigger listener, George Strait or Jeff Bridges? That's another question.
Amarillo by morning.
Let's listen to George Strait just for a minute.
Everything that I got.
But what I got is mine.
I ain't got a dime, but what I got.
All right, that's enough for Matt Marilla by morning.
Rich, but Lord, I'm free.
I'm not name dropping. I've been told by several big musicians that, oh yeah, George Strait likes your show. First time about a decade ago. Then once the Ace and the Hole band was playing another musician's birthday party, that's his band, but George Strait wasn't there. And I was told that. And then I was actually told that again. I've never really even reached out to George Strait. I'm not even name dropping right now. I'm just wanting folks to know how popular the liberty movement is and how many cool people in culture don't get political but are awake. And then, of course, I know that I'm not going to get into any of the private details, but Jeff Bridges is a big listener. And I just think Jeff Bridges is really cool and really like him. I think he's a great actor. Haven't even reached out to him yet. I think I will. You know, Viggo Mortensen's been on, many others. That said, speaking about who's awake and who isn't, I was told by, again, three different prominent people over the years how much Lance Armstrong hates me. And living here in Austin, I knew some, and we're not a celebrity show. It's just interesting that different people's views on someone like myself covering what's happening in the world. I mean, why would Lance Armstrong hate me? And then, of course, my mom used to be a triathlete and a master swimmer, and she won gold medals and stuff like that. She didn't do it when she was young. She got into it when she was like 30, but she did compete with former Olympians and stuff, and she was, you know, really doing good. So she took a flu shot when she was 50-something and almost killed her, and then that knocked her out of competition forever. Just might want to take your flu shots. Those folks are so great. My mom was in bed for a month. Used to win gold medals and silver medals at, like, the state level, you know, in swimming and triathlons. And then never could basically do it again after that. She still lifts weights and exercises. But I'm digressing. She was friends with some folks and the wife of Lance Armstrong. And so, I mean, she was in the Lance Armstrong box at some of the Tour de France stuff with my dad and sister. I'm not name-dropping on that point. And I heard back then, even when they knew him, they didn't want to say bad things about Lance Armstrong, what an egomaniac, narcissist, demon he was. But then when he left his wife, I then got to hear all about it. But I never talked about Lance Armstrong because I don't care. Then he got caught lying about everything, going over all this stuff. But I got to say, this morning, I finally, after all these years in Austin, ran into Lance Armstrong. It was weird. I was out jogging up a hill in the middle of nowhere with Pat Riley, my personal trainer, who just goes out with me and jogs and then has me do sit-ups and push-ups. He stretches me and stuff because that's more important than even the exercise. And I look back, and there's Lance Armstrong running up. And I go, "That's Lance Armstrong." And he runs right by me, looks at me, and then tells Pat, "Excuse me," and goes around him. And I got to say, he kind of looks goofy looking on TV and stuff. He was had a presence and was pretty scary in person. I mean, I actually stepped back when he ran 6 inches by me and looked right in my eyes. I was like, whoa, that, you know, you run around, you know, run into some people, and they kind of have a presence. And I definitely had an interesting presence to him. And basically almost got run over by him. So there is the Lance Armstrong story. And I don't know why I just told you a George Strait story. I don't know why I just told you a Jeff Bridges story. I don't know why I just told you a Lance Armstrong story. It's just free-flowing consciousness here today. I'm procrastinating getting into all this news, talking to Paul Watson, getting the latest update on Europe and the situation there, other attacks, then Joe Biggs. And Michael Zimmerman are back from France and England. They're going to be in studio with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to open the phones up today as well. But I guess the reason I got into that was multifold. Number one, I want you to know there's a lot of really cool, awesome people. I mean, of course, George Strait's a patriot. I mean, it'd be a sin if he wasn't. That's just a default. Of course, Jeff Bridges is so cool. He's got to be, you know, fight the New World Order. And then, of course, Lance Armstrong is a jerk. And anytime my name comes up, he just talks about how horrible I am and how stupid I am and how much he hates me. And you know what? That was years before he got disgraced. So it's like, it's so, of course Lance Armstrong doesn't like me. I mean, that just is so fitting, isn't it? Jeff Bridges does, George Strait does, you know, the former head of Pakistani intelligence who just died, Hamid Ghul, and all these, and Matt Drudge, and just countless cool people. And I'm not up here bragging. But I've been realizing that we need to celebrate more how popular the liberty movement is, because I sit there and look at MSNBC, CNN, Salon, Media Matters, LA Times, New York Times, New York Magazine, all of them. I mean, hundreds of others lying about us, demonizing us, attacking us, saying nobody listens, saying we're kooks, saying we're not popular, saying we're losing the culture war because they're losing. They're not the real liberals. They're frauds. And they're in a culture war to make libertarians, patriots, paleoconservatives, and just common sense people look like bitter clinger, you know, hillbillies. And they're these gods, you know, up there on Mount Olympus. Well, I'd rather hang around with an old hillbilly that works for a living than hang around with a bunch of you fake plastic people. I'll tell you that right now. And I am extremely, extremely honored that there are so many great artists and minds and political people. And again, 9 out of 10 that contact me over the years will not come on this show. I'm not going to get into a whole story about it, but Brad Pitt is aware of the New World Order. Brad Pitt is a big fan of Aaron Russo's, how he got introduced to it, Freedom to Fascism. At least he was. Look at his wife at the UN. Look at what Brad Pitt pushes. It's just crazy. And I happen to know a lot of these guys you see on TV pushing UN causes and liberal causes and stuff. It's a big joke to them. They all know it's pure bull and just go along with it, so they get pushed out there in front of everybody. I'm not going to name names here, but it's despicable. It's despicable. And that's what this comes down to, is that it's really uncool to support the globalists. It's really uncool to support the UN. It's really uncool to be involved in any of this New World Order stuff, because it's all super evil, super oppressive, super out of control, and anti-human. And the big news is there's been a revolution in media, in Hollywood, and in many other sectors, in the corporate world, you name it. People are dividing up which sides they're on. And folks don't think it's kooky to talk about world government and cybernetic control and all this other stuff that we've been breaking down, because, see, it's all starting to come true. Well, we were just reading white papers. I didn't really do much of anything, and neither did other patriots, except care. And we're not doing this because we're heroes, folks. We're doing it for self-preservation. If you're a fan of humanity and want free will and you want renaissance and enlightenment, you're on the side of humanity. You're a patriot. A planetary patriot. A go-getter. A team player. A lover of life. A lover of liberty. If you're on the other side, you get off on screwing people over, keeping people in the dark, controlling a bunch of mindless idiots. And to me, that's the ultimate sin. Targeting the childlike minds of people instead of trying to enlighten them. And I know it's frustrating to try to talk to people that have a spark of intelligence but not the full understanding, because then they will get angry at you because they're trying to help them along. They're like a drowning person. I get it. But that is our burden. And it's a burden that has to be carried out. The mainstream media today attacks the Enlightenment and calls it the white man's burden. Rudyard Kipling called it that. But before that, it wasn't called the white man's burden. It was called Enlightenment. It was called Renaissance. And it had nothing to do with what color you were. And it tied into understandings of other cultures and other groups from around the world, and sought to build up humanity and empower people, because if you're not trying to empower others, you are satanic and fallen. Period. Period. And so I'm just getting into philosophy today about what this comes down to. Paul Watson's joining us until the hour ends, and then I will get at the start of the hour into the stacks of news. I mean, look at these headlines. White House gives ISIS 45-minute warning before bombing oil tankers. Pro-refugee leftists rally in Paris. Yeah, they attacked the police. Video. 1 in 5 Brit Muslims sympathy for jihad. Obama warns against overreaction to Islamic State attacks. Paris terrorist was welcomed ashore in Greece and given help and clothes by French volunteers. Turkey, the country that ISIS uses as the home base and where it has sold $800 million of oil. Exclusive, 150 on flight from Mexico allowed to skip customs, just brought right into the U.S. My thing is, my family doesn't get this treatment. Russia says U.S. policies help Islamic State. That's like saying the sky's blue. 11 militants from ISIS-linked gang killed in anti-terror op in Russian North Caucasus. Crimea state of emergency declared as Western-backed rebels blow up the main power line systems into a third of the country. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Mali gunmen were hunting for Air France staff at Radisson Hotel in last Friday's attack. Mali forces hunting more than 3 suspects after the attack still. Gangs of New York, Sicilian Mafia offers Big Apple protection from psychotic ISIS. France boosts IS fight as Brussels lockdown. U.S. Special Forces to arrive in Syria very soon as Assad hails Russian airstrikes. Video, Hillary Clinton supporters want to repeal Fourth Amendment. That's just some of the news we're going to be getting to. That's just part of one stack. Briefly, this is something we only do a few times a year. The last time, I don't know, was 3-4 months ago on a couple items. And I guess a month ago on water filters. This is on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. If you like the legacy classic store, InfoWarsShop.com takes you there. But InfoWarsStore.com is the new design site. Same old URL, but redirected to the new site. Top rate, you know, just as good as Amazon. Got all the bells and whistles. Just go check it out. We really appreciate your support. It isn't needed. It's essential. It's absolute. And we've got just incredible items across the board. The best nutraceuticals. We've got Deep Cleanses back in, but selling out very, very quickly. A real game changer. X2, Super Mill Vitality. We have, starting today, just they pulled the trigger 30 minutes ago, we are launching store-wide free shipping for this week. This week only. Now is the time to stock up on super high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. The newest Alex Jones, or it's Alexa, they put Alex. Alexa Pure Pro Water Filters and more. Order now at InfoWarsStore.com for free shipping on all orders. So it's free shipping across the board, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the P.O. Box is also on the side of an order that way, and that anything postmarked the next week will be counted as free shipping when that comes in as well, whether it be check or money order, whatever. And your purchases, especially this time of year, as you know, let us project the next year what we're going to be able to do. Stay the same, expand, contract. It's really up to you. And I have faith in you. I appreciate your support. God bless you all for your support, buying your war bonds and getting high-quality products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. So we can send 3 reporters to Paris for a week. So we can send reporters to Bilderberg in Austria. So we can send reporters to L.A. or New York or Canada or wherever. So we can send people to South America. So we can take action. So we can actually be there. So we can break news. So we can engage the globalists at point-blank range. All right, Paul Joseph Watson joining us from Her Britannic Majesty's Albion, London, England. Paul, so much has happened. I just wanted to get you on in retrospective what you reported on from France last week and other big breaking news and your story on DrudgeReport.com. White House gave ISIS 45-minute warning before bombing oil tankers. And now Obama's in the news saying, okay, I'm going to up my rhetoric a little bit against ISIS. I mean, this is truly sickening.
Well, yeah, he's basically saying that everybody needs to chill out and that ISIS is not a threat. Well, you know, he's been chilling out for about 15 months now, because that's the time period in which the U.S. has not targeted ISIS oil refineries or ISIS oil tankers. Now, bearing in mind, over 50% of ISIS's activities is funded by this black market oil revenue.
And they have nice M16s from America.
Yeah, so 15 months without any U.S. airstrikes on these oil fields. Of course, Russia went in and within 5 days destroyed more than 1,000 tankers. The first and only U.S. strike on these oil tankers, which is financing ISIS's whole operation, took out 117 tanker trucks. So way behind Russia already. And of course, why is this? Well, as we've documented for years, the Pentagon, and this came out in their own documents, foresaw the rise of a, quote, Salafist principality, in other words, ISIS, and they said that that would ensue as a result of arming these jihadist rebels, who are not moderate rebels, even though the media describes them that still every single day. So they knew that by arming these rebels, many of whom defected to ISIS, many of whom gave their weapons to ISIS, that it would lead to the growth of ISIS, and that would help destabilize President Bashar al-Assad, which has been the agenda all along. That's why they left the oil supplies alone for 15 months, because they knew that ISIS couldn't take over parts of Iraq and Syria without that massive financing. So now this article that's linked up on Drudge Report, they're getting a 45-minute warning before the U.S. airstrikes these oil tankers. And, of course, the excuse is, oh, we want to prevent civilian casualties. which of course didn't apply when they struck the hospital.
No, that allows them to then park the trucks, and this is what's not in the story, I would add it, but I know this tactic. It allows them to park the trucks inside mosque, inside facilities, where then they're no-go for strikes, so they can then tell the pilots you can't target. See, they don't want to tell the pilots you can't target because they get upset and it causes a rebellion, because then the military starts reporting back that it's all staged, as pilots have gone public and already told us 6 months ago. So that's what they're really doing here, is allowing them to take most of these tankers and cache them.
Yeah, and as you said, these U.S. military pilots have come forward and said they're not allowed to drop 75% of their ordnance on ISIS targets because they're not getting clearance from their superiors. So they've got this window of opportunity to wipe them out completely. They're being called back. They're being told not to deploy their full ordnance again, because this policy has been from the very start, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's in their own documents, to allow the rise of ISIS to act as a destabilizing force against the Assad.
That's Council on Foreign Relations 3 years ago.
Yeah, supporting these al-Qaeda groups, which are not moderate, which rip people's hearts out and eat them on camera, which behead people, which force children to behead people, defect to ISIS, give their weapons to ISIS, and that helps isolate Assad.
But Gloria Steinem says the word mother and father's the problem.
Well, yeah, and then you've got the leftists, of course, saying that any criticism of Islam is anti-American. That's their big meme now. Again, the so-called tolerant left is tolerating the most intolerant religion on the planet, which we can get into after the break.
I'm skipping the break, Paul. Please continue.
Yeah, so my frustration basically is the inability of the left and right to hold two thoughts in their head at the same time. So, yes, bombing the Middle East, this geopolitical policy that's been in place for the past 15, 20 years.
Stirring up the nest as a vacuum for al-Qaeda is wrong. Yeah. But now that we're facing al-Qaeda, a.k.a. ISIS, we have to take them out. Sorry, Paul, go ahead. I won't shut up.
Yeah, so bombing the Middle East radicalizes populations. That's proven. And it creates terrorists. Let's stop doing that. Let's stop overthrowing secular governments like Colonel Gaddafi, like Bashar al-Assad, and empowering jihadists to take over the entire region and then slip back into Europe as refugees and carry out attacks on innocent people. Let's stop doing that, but let's also acknowledge the fact that Islam is a violent religion, and it's not a tiny minority. Again, you mentioned the poll earlier. 1 in 5 British Muslims support jihadists going over to fight in Syria. And, you know, the Islamic State said it after the Paris attack. They said they attacked Paris because, in their own words, it was a center of, quote, prostitution and vice. So then you go into the Quran. Again, this is not a misinterpretation. This is not a radical minority. This is in the Quran. Quote, the penalty for those who strive upon earth to cause corruption is that they be killed or crucified. Again, ISIS said they attacked Paris because they saw it as a center of prostitution and vice. So they're taking that.
But then they're totally hypocritical, and the head of all this radical Islam Wahhabist literally kidnaps women and takes them and puts them in slave harems, and it's hell on earth, and women are sex slaves. It's just, it literally is planet scumball.
Exactly. So we need to hold those two thoughts in our head at the same time. Can we do that? Again, more of these polls. I've got a 10-minute video called The Truth About Islam that's been posted in about an hour, which goes through all this. And if I don't get more death threats, then I'm not doing my job properly. But I guess nothing's as frightening as, you know, walking through the jihadist capital of Europe. But an ICM poll, for example, found that 16% of French citizens support ISIS. 18 to 24, that age group, 27% of young French people support ISIS. They had a survey on Al Jazeera Arabic television, which, of course, is watched by Sunni Muslims living in the Arab world. 81% supported ISIS. Again, there are double the amount of British Muslims fighting for ISIS than are fighting for the British army. So this is not a tiny minority of radicals. This ideology appeals to a broad base, because in the Quran, it's not a conspiracy theory. There are numerous passages, I list some of them in this video, which directly call on people to behead, you know, chop the feet off, the hands off, of the infidels who cause corruption in the land, which is exactly what ISIS...
But have slave harems with hundreds of kidnapped women.
Yeah. And again, the left is tolerant of intolerance. Again, we have stonings, we have gay people being thrown off buildings, female genital mutilation. And the left comes out, you know, if the Westboro Baptist Church, if some extreme right-wing group was advocating that, the left would be all over it. If Christians were going out and slaughtering people in the name of Jesus, what would the left say? But again, this proves that the so-called progressive left is in fact completely regressive.
They are totalitarians attempting to overthrow the new Renaissance.
Exactly. And it's a hypocrisy.
They want to destroy Sir Francis Bacon's New Atlantis. They are the devil.
And then again, you come at it from a geopolitical angle. Turkey. Okay, we had the video a few days ago, the Turkish fans booing the minute silence for the Paris victims. So then again, the left, the Young Turks, come out and say they weren't booing the minute silence. They were just chanting for the martyrs. Of course they were booing the minute silence. The whole point of a minute silence is to remain silent. They're jeering, they're whistling, they're booing throughout it. And the left even makes excuses for that despicable behavior. You know, Turkey is 99% Muslim. We have the same thing in Azerbaijan.
Paul, how do you stop calling them liberals? And I'm not on you about this, but listen. I get it. We got to call them liberals because that's how we identify them in the public lexicon. But they're not liberals. They're like a mentally ill fascist cult who just wants to destroy any true liberalism and wreck the family and enslave women and persecute good-loving men and just run around basically vandalizing everything like mental patients. So what do you call these people? Sickos?
Well, I call them the regressive left because they claim to be progressive, but everything they stand for is regressive. I mean, look at what happened on the university campuses, you know, a couple of weeks ago, which is interesting because now we've got this a series of different graffitis on a campus, I think it's in Ohio, with the ISIS flag, this pro-ISIS graffiti. It's on the Drudge Report. We are coming pro-ISIS messages found on Ohio college campus. So they found their ideological root. Again, the intolerant, regressive left, which shouts down anyone who disagrees with them, censors people. They've now found their ideological inspiration, their root, and it's basically ISIS jihadism. So the two go together.
Oh, yeah, they've come out and supported it.
Excuses for it.
They've come out and supported it.
Yeah. And again, I go back to Turkey because the Young Turks put out this video defending this booing and jeering at the football match. $800 million worth of ISIS oil has been sold in Turkey. Okay, so it's not just Saudi Arabia that's backstabbing us or whatever you want to call it. The center of evil, as far as ISIS is concerned, is Turkey. I mean, listen to this. This is out of a Nafisa Mad article, which went up about a week ago. A senior Western official familiar with a large cache of intelligence obtained this summer from a major raid on an ISIS safe house told The Guardian that, quote, direct dealings between Turkish officials and ranking ISIS members was now undeniable. So it's not only the training that happened, you know, a couple of years ago. It's not only the ISIS members being allowed to go back and forth between the country and these oil tankers as well. Now there's actual high-level coordination between the Turkish government and ISIS.
We have the former head of defense intelligence who just quit 6 months ago saying they were ordered by Obama to build up Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Turkey gives them artillery support routinely and has been shooting down Syrian aircraft that try to bomb the infiltrating jihad forces. I mean, it's public that Turkey is running the main assault.
And then we have this out of the Express a couple of days ago. Turkey threatens Russia over bid to obliterate Islamic State terrorists. So they're actually calling on Russia to stop bombing Turkey. And again, this is one of the U.S.'s prime allies in the region.
And Russia's not. They're bombing right on the border when they squirt these turds into Syria. I mean, I hate to use a gross analogy, but that they got satellites and planes watching them. When they send them over the border, they kill them. We'll be back. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Stay there, Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.